it's very important that we stay locked and loaded, that we stay focused, you know, with what we're doing. And even with this Soon Fellowship, you know, we don't want to be lackadaisical on what we're doing, because it's a relationship. We're developing and building relationships amongst one another. We're the body of Christ. It's not a religion. It's not an organization. And if you're born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, that makes us connected spiritually. We're brothers and sisters, right? So we want to have the same heart, same mind, so that we can move forward. You know, in the book of Acts, they didn't move forward unless they had that unity and commencement. So they was unified with one purpose, and that was to speak the word and to, you know, move with God. And they followed and they continued in the apostles' doctrine. They were faithful. You know, they enjoyed life. They was having fun on every level. And that's what God wants us to do. And like, Soon Fellowship shouldn't be a chore. It should be a blessing to come on. And like, when you're doing your own Soon Fellowship, it should be exciting. You know, there's new horizons and you don't know what God's going to do for you. And you're actually doing a work for him. You've just began. You don't know where it's going to go because you're trusting God. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. We want to see people added to the church daily, such as should be saved. We want to see growth. We got the heart of God. And God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So it's not about us. Really, it's not about us. Individually, with our walk with God, yes, it's about us. But when we play this walk out amongst each other, it's about God and his son, Jesus Christ, and about edifying one another and encouraging one another and exciting one another unto love and to good works, to keep the focus. That's what a leader does anyway. A leader will keep the people on the right track. If someone's going to the left or to the right, God will work and show that up. And then the minister will speak, you know, or another believer will speak, so that things can stay decent and that people can move and grow and not be hindered. So, you know, God is a God of order, guys. You know, he's not a God of confusion, but he's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. And I just love the setup of God, how he does everything, how he places members in the body where it pleases him, how he connects us to one another. So there's growth and there's like-mindedness amongst each other. And so, yeah, it's just really important that we just remember what we're doing when we're coming on. We're coming on here to give. We're coming on here to share our hearts. Also, if you've got a need, you know, your needs will get met also, because God is at work. So we expect to be, our needs to be met as we're hearing. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. So like, God is energizing heavenly words. Yeah, we got the scriptures. We know what the scriptures say. And God will bring that to life in us by his spirit, and that we speak forth those heavenly words. And we want right focus, you know, we can all dick around and have a bit of fun, but like, really, we want the focus. We want to see great outreach. We want to see great growth. And it's occurring. It really is occurring. Like, God is connecting the dots for us. And all we got to do is remain. All we got to do is stay faithful with God and enjoy what we're doing. God doesn't want us to labor or struggle or try and compete against one another. It's not a competition we're in here. But just walk your walk with God. Walk your walk, bring it to the body of Christ. Bring what God has given you to the body of Christ and add and bless and build. So anyway, this is what was coming to mind. Just as Kim was sharing on, I was remembering different things. You know, because like, we have gone through a lot of stuff through the years, and the time has gone so quick. It only seems like we're a new believer. I feel like a new believer, really. I really do. Like, I don't really know a lot. And, but everything for me is exciting, as it was the day I got born again. For me, I'm like that all the time with the things of God, because I know God is the creator of the heaven and the universe. He's got great things for all of us. And I'm not going to be limited to what I see and know. But the just shall live by faith, what God puts in the heart, what God inspires in the mind. And you've got to be different. You've got to be extraordinary. I mean, was Elijah the same? Elijah, Fan will tell you all about Elijah. That's his favorite little character, isn't it, Fan? Yeah, he'll tell you all about Elijah. He was a great man. What about Samuel? What about all these other wonderful men? Noah, Moses, Abraham, all these great people through the scriptures, even the women, Esther, Ruth, Naomi, all these wonderful believing men and women of God. You know, they were extraordinary. They stood against kings and queens and armies, and God delivered them. They moved in faith. They moved in darkness. They moved under pressure and persecution because they trusted the one true God. You know, David moved against giants and lots of different things in his life. If you just look at the life of David, he had so many challenges, didn't he? Look at the life of Jesus. He had so many challenges. And so, but like, because the eyes are fixed on God, we rise above. We rise above negative emotions and feelings. Like, the world is very woke. That word woke, it comes up a lot. You know, like, oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, you know, I feel like I'm a man, even though I'm a woman, and all this kind of crap. You know, it's just lies from hell. And it's trying to steal the truth and the light out of your life, you know, because the words that God gives are light. And that's the light that lights up the understanding of the heart and the mind and our spiritual seeing. See, our spiritual seeing is the most important things. And I'm going to get to share about that maybe later on, but about the imagination, and because it's very powerful. And it was something that Vinny said to Kim, but I'm not going to share now. I don't want to share right now, but I will bring it up a bit later on. But it's very powerful what Vinny said, and it really established what God has been showing me about the imagination, just very simple, coming from the mouth of babes, man, like 7 years old. 7 years old, and he's saying things like that, and it reminded me and took me right back to when I was a young lad as well, what he said, and is powerful. Like, God just reaffirms and communicates in many different ways to you and to me if we got our ears open and we're listening, we're paying attention. And that just really, you know, fired me up today. I'm like, wow, that is just powerful. And sometimes, you know, God might put something in our heart, and because other people may not receive it well, you know, we tend to go, or I have done, I tend to leave the subject, like, well, people not really receiving that, so I won't talk on that. That's the thing that we need to talk on. Like, so the other day, God put it in my heart to talk about why we pray for laborers. It's on the website right now. And it was through my one-on-one that I had with my minister, Sanger, and he was reminded me how Jesus talked about praying for the, how Jesus encouraged the 12 to pray for laborers. And then he also encouraged the other 70 in Luke 10. And I forgot all about that record. So it took me back to the scripture. I went back to the scripture and looked up those records. And then it also took me beyond those two records in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37, 38 and 39 or whatever it was. And Luke 10 verses 1 and 2. But even into the church epistles, praying for the laborers was a theme. It didn't say in the church epistles, pray for the laborers. Jesus said it twice. And that's established. And that's an established truth that God wants us to understand. That's what we pray for. We ask God for laborers. We get what we pray for in faith. And so God is echoing those laborers out. And then God gave me a mind picture of Jesus, you know, driving the people out of the temple, the money changers. You know, he whipped them out there, didn't he? He drove them out. And that's like ekbalo. To me, it reminds me of that word, ekbalo, that God throws out these laborers. That's what we're asking God to do, because the laborers are there. See, the laborers, the ones, what is laborers? We got to kind of educate ourselves with God and ask God, all right, God, what is a laborer? What does a laborer do? You know, we're all born again of the Spirit, and there's no favorites among you. So what is a laborer? What is a leader? What is helps? What are all these different functions in the body? What are they? You know, we go to God and he can define and show us what the things are. So we can be clear. And when we're speaking about laborers, we know what we're talking about. Laborers are leaders. They're the workers. They're the ones that go and bring in the harvest of God. That's there, because the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few, right? And it's very, very interesting. Anyway, so God put that in my heart. And then I was reminded from that, yeah, well, we're encouraging people to speak in tongues, speak by the Spirit, pray for laborers, stay connected, honor God with their substance. So the next sharing I've done, which I haven't put out yet, I've done it, it's recorded, about honoring God. Oh, honoring God again. I know all about honoring God. No, you don't. I thought I knew all about honoring God. Honoring God is just very powerful. It's the basis, it's the foundation to everything that we're doing. And it's very powerful. And the scriptures will show you what I just said, what it is. And that when we understand it, you know, and we want to do it from the heart, and we're not coerced into doing it, and we're not thinking it's just a trip to get money out of our pocket, then you'll want to do it. You know, not just go through the rituals of doing it. Well, you know, we've been told to honor God, so better put at least something in there, a fiver or 5% or 10% or 50. You put it in there what God shows you to put in there from your heart. And God says, here, multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, and he calls all grace to abound towards you. Now, is God a liar?
No.
So why wouldn't we do it then? And there'd be so many situations in your circumstances to say, well, I can't honor God because I got this situation. It's all a bunch of crap, and it's all a bunch of distraction and fear to stop you doing what God's blessed you. Like me and Kim, I receive, and Kim receives some money as well. She honors God from her money. I honor God from my money and our money together. We honor God from all our increase. Not just one avenue of blessing that we get. Not just our main wage. You know, you might have other sources. God says, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. Now, either we're going to do that or we're not. Are we going to believe God or we're not? Well, it's the Old Testament. It still applies. The principle still applies. It's very powerful, but you've got to get a revelation of this in your own heart. You may know about it. You may know all the records about it, but is it living in your heart? Because if it is, you'll be so prosperous. You'll be so generous also in your giving. And not only does it do it for your own heart and mind towards God, recognizing him as the source of all your supply, not your job, not what you've done, not what you studied, but that God is the source of all your supply, you'll want to do it. You know it's the right thing to do. You know you're going to get more of that source from the source. Not from your job. God can do anything in any way he wants to do it. And it also creates within a heart, the heart of generosity. And let me tell you, I know all about this. I really do. And I've always had a generous heart anyway, but never had no money to give, right? Until I started to honor God and then money come my way. Then I was able to give. And then I was able to bless and also give outside of the honoring God. The generosity is created. It's always been there. I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to be a blessing and see other people happy through what God's given me to use. Because you don't really need a lot, do you? What do you really need it for? Come on, let's have a little think about it. I got more than you, Jack. You know, it's not about that. It's about living this life and using what we got, utilizing it. And God says, and I'll replenish it as you go. As you go, mate, I'll keep replenishing it for you. So these things are just really important. It's like when I go to India, and Ethel can vouch for this, Mary Way can vouch for this, Marie Carroll, Danny and Amber, and whoever else, Shelley and Ted. When we went to India, now before, when I used to go to India and Nepal, us believers in the West would take money with us, and we would bless the Indian believers. We would pay their room. Sandgate would also pay their cost for traveling with us and everything as well. And the money that we would give to take care of us while we were in India would also cover the needs of the ones that were coming along, carrying our suitcases, interpreting for us and serving us. And they got blessed. And that supply came through the believers that were going to India and Nepal. Just changed around, and God changed it around really quick, like to the point of, wow, what's going on here? He turned it upside down, the right side up. When we go to India now, we go to Nepal, you go into the hotel and you're thinking, right, I'm here for 3 days. I better make sure I've got the money set aside to pay for these 3 days that I'm here, right? You go down to pay for it and it's already been paid. You sit at the table to have this beautiful meal with everyone. And it's a lavish meal, and it's already paid when you want to offer to pay for it. I think I got to pay for one meal when I went on my last trip, and I had to really ask for that. I really want to do this. Like, please let me do it. Like, you know, it's okay. I want to do it this time. You're always blessing me. You know, they just give and give and give, and they want to do it. They're beating you to the... That's the generosity of giving, you know. That's like... It's like with... you know, we shouldn't be struggling to get the airfare together for me to come to... USA, I'd just be real honest and open about it. No one has to give to it. They don't want to. But really, it should be a joy to want to put your hands in your pocket and go the extra mile and make sure I get there, you know, because everyone's excited about it. But the whole point of that trip is that I'm coming there to meet with my leaders, right? You've got to be honest about the things, you know. I'm just being honest and open and transparent about it. You know, it'd be pretty damn sad if I can't get there, wouldn't it? You know, everyone's, oh, we couldn't afford to bring him over. And everyone can afford to do it, you know, because God has blessed you to do it. And he wants you to be generous. He doesn't want you to be stingy. He doesn't want you to be given the penny. He doesn't want you to withhold. Like what you withhold, God can withhold from you too. You know, so it works both ways. You know, God wants you to be abundant and he wants you to have generosity in your heart. And you can afford to give. You can afford to honor God too and be generous in that. Ask God to make you generous in your giving. I ask God, Father, I really want to be generous in my giving. 2019, November 2019, and it was the 24th of November. And God says, Lawrence, what do you want to give me? And I had an amount in my mind that I really wanted to honor God. Because I was like, if I'm honest with you, I'd be like giving 100, maybe 150. And I thought that was like, okay, that's good for what I got. And I said, God, well, you know how much I really would like to give. And I prayed that this is what I would like to give. And God says, write it down. And I wrote that amount down. And at the end of that month, or maybe a month or 6 weeks went past, I had double of what I prayed for, what I wanted to honor God. And the following month, and a couple of days after I prayed this about what I wanted to give, God put it in my heart, what do you want to have left over at the end of the month? So I called him. And I said, God's put it in my heart to, you know, he asked me, what do I want to have left over at the end of the month? Can we work out what we spend through the month and what we've got left at the end of each month? And it worked out we only had £50 left at the end of each month. That was going back in 2018, 2019. £50 to see us through a whole month after all bills are paid. And it's not a lot, is it? Can't do a lot with that, right? Can't really bless the grandkids or do anything like that. So I asked for a big amount. So the first month went past, or 6 weeks, I think it was, and then bang, double the amount of what I wanted to honor God came in, and I honored that double amount, not just the amount I prayed, I went above that. And then at the end of the other month, I had the basis of what I wanted to have left over after all bills are paid. And I get that every month. It never goes below that. Never since that time has it ever gone down. The just shall live by faith. And none of you, hardly any of you were connected to me at this time as well. It was only a few people, a handful of people. But God done it. God knows how to supply the need. We're all spoilt leaning upon our jobs and our careers. God said, I've got many avenues. Don't limit me. I am the one true God. I am the fountain of living water. So as you can see, I can really go on about this area of giving. And I think we shouldn't be afraid to speak about it, whether you think I'm after your money or not, because I'm not. It's for your abundance. It's that fruit abounds to your account. That's what it's always about. God wants fruit to abound to your account. He doesn't want you to give at the minimum. He wants you to give at the maximum, because you can. You can do it. Why? Because God supplies. God replenishes. He set up the system of seed time and harvest, giving and reaping, sowing and reaping. A lot of you got a lot of money and hold on to it like you're going to lose it. Do you know what? Be careful, because you might just do that. And especially if you're doing it with a wrong heart, you know. God wants you to be free and happy. And money is a tool. It's not your master. Jesus is your master. Money is a tool to use, to be a blessing, to bless you, bless your family, and bless them, build up the body of Christ so that there's meat in the house. So these things, you know, anyway, I've done this audio, I'll stick that out. And now I'm going to do an audio, next I'll do an audio on connections and the five things that we teach, because I feel that each one needs to have a little bit of attention given to it, like the why we pray for laborers. And Fan has done a great sharing on speaking in tongues, like, you know, and other people know the benefits of that too. But Fan has actually shared on the benefits of the speaking in tongues. So, like, you know, you guys have got it there. You're leaders too. You know, rise up. And then you've got a platform. Mary said it in her sharing last time, that she's taken advantage of the platform that is made available to come and share what God's working in her heart. And do it for yourself, you know. I may not put every audio up, but I'll put the audios up as God shows me to put those audios up. So anyway, a leader will lead. I'm not dictating to anyone. I'm just laying out there the things that need to be spoken and encouraged, because that's what I'm supposed to do, regardless of what you think of me or not. You see what I'm saying? Leaders lead. So let's not be stingy. Put your hands in your pocket and give. You know, let God, you know, what's it Dr. Wells said? And I use Dr. Wells. Lots of people like to use Dr. Wells. You know, he said, you know, when you got to someone's heart, when you get to their pocket. And it's so true, isn't it? You know, if you touch someone's heart, you want to give. Let's do this, you know. But we're doing this unto God. Just remember that. Keep God in your mind when you give. Whatever, whether it's abundant sharing, whether it's a little blessing to someone, whether it's a contribution, whether it's a seed that you're sowing in faith, you're believing God for a particular thing, so you're sowing a seed towards that. You can do that, by the way. You know, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. So we look to God because he is the source of all of our supply. But this is not my sharing. I just thought I just wanted to cover that a little bit.